This episode of 11 Point Collar has been brought to you by Swoop Foomers and Weirdos Like You.
It's 11 Point Collar, hosted by J.D. Frog Scout Hansel.
Hey everyone, Happy New Year! Yay! I hope you were all blowing Swoop Foomers and eating lots of garlic popcorn on New Year's Eve, because I guess that's what most Muppet fans do to celebrate stuff, probably. Anyway, I am so happy to see that MuppetHub.com has actually appeared online when you go to boobersblog.com. It's just wonderful. I really felt like I had no idea what I was doing the whole time that I was trying to build a new website and make the redirect work and get the original posts from the old website onto the new website. So what I have to warn you about, though, is that iTunes probably doesn't know that the 11 Point Collar podcast from Boober's Blog that you may be subscribed to, and probably should be, is the same podcast as the 11 Point Collar from Muppet Hub. So in other words, you may need to subscribe to it in iTunes again. I'm also happy to celebrate that I got a new camera and new video software so I can start producing videos again! Yay again! Let's also celebrate that Fraggle Rock turned 31 a few days ago on January 10th. Whoopee! Leba Leba! Celebrating some more! So, you'll hear some great Fraggle music in the closing clips in this episode. That's not the only birthday of a Muppety show that we just recently had, though, because on January 8th, a Muppet-themed podcast called 11 Point Collar turned 2 years old. Hey, wait. This is 11 Point Collar! Yeah! Hooray!
Everybody,
dance! Oh, it's wonderful. Okay, you guys, I'm so excited about this that we're going to have to devote the majority of this show to the history of 11 PC. I hope you guys are okay with that. Anyway, before we go to trivia time, how's about we hear a song, okay?
Smiles for me, and I know this must be happy, happy happiness. Oh yes. And sometimes looking at the ocean is enough to curl your toes up. Hey, don't you turn your nose up at that feeling, that feeling you're feeling. Hello, happy happiness. Hello, happy happiness. And what comes after? How's of everybody's laughter? Happy, happy happiness. That's right. Hello, happy happiness. Running barefoot on the beaches, eating messy juicy peaches. Happy, happy happiness. Well, maybe it's the way a seagull's swooping like a kite, or the way the breeze is blowing sweet and pure. But I know it's for sure, happy, happy happiness. Or maybe it's some little nothing like a stone skipped on the water. But everybody ought to know this feeling you're feeling. Hello, happy happiness. And what comes after? How's on everybody's laughter? Happy, happy happiness. Come on! Hello, happy happiness. Deep and wide as any ocean. You're my favorite emotion. Yes, you are. Happy, happy happiness. Hello, happy happiness.
Okay, so if this is your first episode of 11 Point Collar, I bet you think this show is really weird, considering everything that just happened. And if that is what you think, you're right. Anyway, I think today's trivia question is pretty easy if you've ever studied Fraggle Rock, and if you haven't, you should start. I'm asking you about those little furry brown things on Fraggle Rock with the strands of reddish hair and big eyes that would appear in the background most of the time, and were usually used by the performers of the Gorgs to try and upstage the main performers. Eventually, these these creatures started to be put in scripts, and they would occasionally sing background vocals on a song such as There's a Lot I Want to Know. Afterwards, they appeared in other Muppet productions, such as Muppet Christmas Carol and Muppets Tonight. So, what are these things? A. Fizzgigs. B. Ink blots. C. Ink spots. D. Ink snots. Or E. Frazzles. The correct answer is C, Ink Spots, which are really fun characters to watch for in the last couple of seasons of Fraggle Rock.
Studies in Henson History.
Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, the Henson History segment today is about 11 Point Collar itself, and I don't think I can do that without giving a brief Muppet fan testimonial. Because of this, it may actually be more like one of my old storyteller segments, but I'm not going to waste your time by playing the opening theme for that segment, so let's begin. I watched a lot of TV as a kid. I absolutely loved television. Sesame Street was one of my favorite shows to watch for years, if not my favorite, and I also really liked watching Bear in the Big Blue House. Naturally, I noticed that Henson's name appeared both on Bear in the Big Blue House and in my mom's books about Sesame Street, so I was curious about Jim Henson at an early age. It took time for me to learn more about Jim's other work, though, partially because I was interested in other things for much of my childhood. Eventually, I found myself really interested in Henson and his work, and I started studying it. Because I was a fan of comic books at the time, I knew about Spider-Man fan sites on the internet that I liked, and it makes sense that in my research I would visit a Muppet fan site, Muppet Central. I wasn't a huge fan of Muppet Central, I gotta say, but I thought it was nice. Now fast forward to about late 2008 or early 2009, this is when I heard the Muppet Cast. I was a fan. I found the Muppet fan community was a family that I could be a part of, and I learned a heck of a lot more about Jim Henson. After that, I discovered Tough Pigs and the Muppet Mindset, the Muppet Wiki, and I've just loved this fandom ever since. I wanted to be more involved, though. I had no idea how I would be more involved in the fan community, though, until I heard this.
And for the past few weeks, people have been asking me the same two questions over and over again. One, when is the next podcast coming out? And two, have you seen the movie and what did you think about it? Technically, I guess that's three questions, but really the question everybody should be asking is, wait, hold on. You're doing what with the show in January? Infer from that whatever you will for now, but the answer is yes. Yes, I am.
So I had a suspicion that it might be a good idea to start planning my own podcast. I already had a little website called boobersvlog.wordpress.com, which I decided to upgrade and convert into something that I could use for podcasting. I really started planning in late December of 2011, and was looking up everything I could in early January of 2012 to try and figure out how to put together a podcast with an RSS feed and a website with hosting and WordPress and everything. It was certainly a huge help having Steve Swanson answering my countless questions as I tried to figure out what I was supposed to be doing. However, at the same time, I was working on a way to make the podcast sound unique. Thankfully, I wasn't one of a million Muppet podcasts trying to get the attention of Muppet fans, because the Muppet Cast had been the only podcast dedicated to the work of Jim Henson and the Muppets. Still, I worked hard to incorporate clever stuff into the show, such as alliteration and talking like Kermit the Frog for the entirety of each episode. Yeah, it's actually not entirely accidental that my first few episodes were not usually available in iTunes. Anyway, I realized one day, when I was trying to do a longer episode of the show, that I would not be able to do the Kermit voice for the whole stinking thing, especially not for the interview I was doing in that episode, so the Kermit voice was dropped from everything except intros. The intros were actually another thing I did to compartmentalize and structure the show in a way that was more clearly defined than the previous Muppet podcast. As time went by, I experimented with the format and added different segments, I played with the design of the website, I threw in shows that were mostly music when I didn't have time to do anything else, I started doing shows about letters of the alphabet, and I improved on my editing techniques. I got a microphone called the Zoom H2, which was actually used by Steve Swanson for a large portion of the Muppet Cast's run. As the show has changed over the years, and I have changed with it, I've learned many, many things and had some great experiences. I've worked extra hard for many hours to produce a show that's 16 minutes long, and I've done 25-minute shows very quickly. I've done so much that I'm proud of here, and I have to thank my listeners and my supportive family for making that possible. When it seemed like I needed a change, especially because of how complicated everything was with the ownership and hosting of Boober's blog, you wouldn't believe how complicated I accidentally made that, I decided to redo the website and prepare it for a new era in the history of 11PC, and hopefully a new era of Muppet fandom in which younger Muppet fans like myself are recognized and are an important part of the Muppet fan community and other fandoms as well. Also, I kinda wanted a name that I wasn't embarrassed to say to people. So, you know, I've got this podcast about the Muppets that I do.
Oh, and, really? You got a podcast? Gosh, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a while.
Well, what's it called?
It's called 11 Point Collar, like Kermit's collar that has 11 points.
Oh, so how can I find it and listen to it and stuff?
Well, you can subscribe to it in iTunes.
Oh, well, I don't really do iTunes much. Well, is there any other place I could find it?
Well, it is also on the web. It's got a website. The website is boobersblog.com.
Sorry, what is that?
It's boobersblog.com. It's a Muppet reference, I assure you. It's not what it sounds like.
Okay, that's really weird, man.
Yeah, I know. I was a lot younger when I got the domain name. I didn't know any better.
You may want to consider getting a fancy new website like, you know, MuppetHub.com, so I don't feel like I have to delete my internet history after I go to your website.
Yeah, you're probably right. And that's pretty much how Muppet Hub was born. When trying to decide on a new name, preferably one with the word Muppet in it, I thought back to MuppetFans.com, the announcement of which was such an exciting event for me that when Steve said in his big announcement that I would want to remember where I was on the glorious day it started, I did. I was sitting at my desk in my bedroom back at my old house in Delaware on the evening of March 6, 2011. It was a big deal because I could finally find the best of Muppet fandom all in one place, so I thought it would be neat to incorporate that feeling into the new website. So Muppet Hub, a place where Muppet stuff comes together, seemed like an appropriate name. The website merged with Boober's blog on the exact anniversary of 11PC. At least, I hope it is, then I would feel kinda silly if I couldn't remember that, but I'm pretty sure it's January 8th, and that's why this episode of 11PC has not only been brought to you by Swoop Boomers, yay, but also by Muppet Hub. So anyways, I want to thank all of you guys, and of course Steve Swanson too, for making this podcast what it is, and here's to another year of fun on 11PC. And now, the closing clips.
You call on me, you cry gypsy, you sing your magic tune, you croon the words I've only heard beneath the gypsy moon. There is no secret to my song, a gypsy's life is pain. So when I need a song to sing, I simply feel again. I sniff the rose, I sniff the rose, which quickly goes, which quickly goes. I taste the rain, I taste the rain, it's gone again, it's gone again. I kiss a friend, I kiss a friend, who leaves me then, who leaves me then. I'm all alone, I'm all alone again. Oh, this is my kind of music. No, it's our kind of music. You look at me and think that gypsy is free to dance and sing, be anything she choose. It's not that way, I've had to pay. The more you get, the more you seem to lose. I sniff the rose, I sniff the rose, quickly go, quickly go. I taste the rain, it's gone again.
I'll be a clothesline. What about Gobo's postcard and Red's racket and Mookie's rock? I'll never get it all done.
How come every time I take a walk and meet somebody and the somebody's got something to do? And how come every time they say, I need a special helper, and the special helper's gotta be you? Well, everybody's got somebody helping, ain't it strange? How come they won't help me for a change? Give it a try, it's easy as pie. It's something you could do on your own. I'm easily found, I'm always around. Just knock on my door and I'm home. And how come every
day... Hey, Wimbley, over here! Keep your eyes on the wreckage!
I'm watching you, Ed!
I'm ready for you, Wimbley!
Hey, Wimbley, come on, let's go get the postcard!
The rock, Wimbley?
Everybody's got somebody helping me, it's strange. How come they won't help me for a change? Give it a try, it's easy as pie. It's something you can do on your own. I'm easily found, I'm always around. Just knock on my door and I'm home. And how come every time I check...
Hey, Wimbley, come on, let's go!
Not yet!
Wimbley! Look, Wimbley! I almost got it!
Everybody's got somebody helping, ain't it strange? How come they won't help me for a change?
Wimbley, have you seen a rock yet?
Everybody's got somebody helping, ain't it strange? How come they won't help me? For a change. How's this one, Mokey?
Oh, Wimbley, that's beautiful, but I don't think I'll use a rock in the painting. Cheese would be a lot prettier, don't you?
Sure, I'll look for some cheese then.
When my time to go is here, call my friends to gather near. Tell the doctor and the preacher that I'm failing.
Boober, where did you learn a funeral dirge?
I composed it in honor of my own departure.
Hey, pick up the tempo, will ya? I like a funeral dirge you can dance to.
A funeral dirge?
You can dance to?
I think we're homeward bound.
All we have to do is pick up the tempo.
But forget about your black, 'cause I'm planning to come back. Play some honky-tonk in grief and Dixie wailing. Pick me up and lay me down and spread the news all over town and tell them all to come or they'll be sorry.
Slow down!
Pick me up and shake me twice. I'm coming back from paradise. Poor boy is here to live in glory.
This should be somber and dignified.
When it's time to say goodbye, all my friends will sit and cry, and they'll watch the coffin rocking round and squirming. Then they'll raise a mighty shout when my bones come marching out.
Sit!
And I praise myself and preach the final sermon.
Wait a minute, you're losing the sad maudlin quality.
Pick me up and lay me down and spread the news all over town and tell them all to come or they'll be sorry. Pick me up and shake me twice, I'm coming
back. Can it really be that our dear boy has shuffled off this gorging choir?
I greatly fear.
The earth begins to break from the shaking at my weight. I'll be here and making music like a live wine. Till our honky-tonk and creak give the angels sweet. Pick me up and lay me down and spread the news all over town and tell them all to come or they'll be
Junior,
sorry.
You're alive!
It's a miracle!
This poor boy is here to live in glory. Pick me up and lay me down and spread the news all over town and tell them all to come or they'll be sorry.
Nice going, Flash!
You know, I didn't notice until after I edited in that last song that it's kind of funny to conclude with that on the episode celebrating the beginning of Muppet Hub and consequently the demise of Boober's blog. Life's funny like that, I guess. Anyway, before you go, I want to tell you a bit about what I'm doing with the website that you can be a part of, or if you prefer, of which you can be a part. So, first of all, I'm planning on trying to release this show more often than just once a month, of course, but I usually have a hard time with that. So, because of some changes in my class schedule, I'll probably be able to upload episodes a little bit more often now, but the regular release day will probably be Monday instead of Sunday. I'd like you guys to let me know what you think about that, and also let me know what you want to hear on the show. I'm open to suggestions for Henson history topics, trivia questions, new segments, even storyteller segments. I'd be happy to work with you on a script for an episode if you'd like. Really, I just don't want to get bored with the podcast, and one of the ways that I can keep that from happening is producing stuff that wasn't my idea. That way, I won't be too focused on a topic for too long because I won't have to go through so much of the idea process with it and I won't get bored with it too soon, hopefully. Man, did that make any sense? I don't know. But another thing I'm trying to do to keep the website interesting is starting to work on videos. I would like to do videos featuring the puppet I built called Puppet Rants, which wouldn't be exclusively about the Muppets. It would just be a production of Muppet Hubs that uses Henson-style puppetry to provide entertainment in the medium that Jim Henson surely would have wanted to play with, YouTube videos. But they wouldn't all be rants about Muppets. Some would be, because Muppet fans have a lot to rant about. Additionally, I want to start doing Muppdates, which are just short updates on Muppet news and such, and I can't decide whether those should be videos or just podcast shorts. Contact me and tell me what you think about all this stuff and offer suggestions. You can contact me at jd11pc@gmail.com. That's jd11pc@gmail.com. On Twitter, @jd11pc. And if you're a part of the Facebook group Muppet Youth, not to be confused with the Facebook page Muppet Youth, you can just leave a post there for me. But if you want to have a higher chance of reaching me, since I know that I've missed messages from listeners in the past, Muppet Hub has a page called About and Contact, which has a contact form where you can leave a little message for me, and I can get back to you on that. If you'd rather not give your name or email, commenting on this post is an option, but with all the spam comments I get, it may take a few weeks or months for me to see it. Alright, that's all for this episode. Until next time, just remember, waka waka, wubba wubba, and weeba weeba. Wow, that show was a pain to edit together. Hope it wasn't so much of a pain to listen to.